Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Thursday, October 30th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Federal election monitors will be present at some voting sites as Californians cast their votes for Tuesday's special election on Prop 50.
The federal government and Trump's administration is saying that this is to ensure that the election is transparent, the election is, you know, essentially done properly.
But how will it look? And is this normal? We break down the plans with a journalist following the story. But first, these headlines. California Secretary of State Dr. Shirley Weber is addressing reports that the Trump administration plans to send federal monitors to observe voting in five California counties. She says those individuals do not have special authority and will be treated the same as any member of the public who wishes to observe the voting and ballot handling process.
They are not here because of a court order. They don't have the authority to come in with guns and with this and with that and all those kinds of things. Such is not the case. And we will make sure that every voter who wants to vote has a right to vote without intimidation, without harassment, and without any interference whatsoever.
Weber says her office and the Attorney General's team have issued clear guidance to counties and law enforcement to ensure polling places remain safe and accessible. Election day for Proposition 50 is November 4th. Voters can cast a ballot by mail, drop it off at an official ballot box or a vote center, or vote in person at their county polling place. Millions of Californians are expected to lose their SNAP benefits starting on Saturday as the government shutdown continues. But another food program for moms and young children remains available for now. LAist reporter Ellie Yu reports.
The WIC program helps low-income families with children under five and people who are pregnant or breastfeeding to buy things like produce and infant formula. State officials say they've gotten extra funds from the federal government for WIC and expect their program to stay open through the end of November. Recent estimates show about a third of people in the state who are eligible for WIC don't use its benefits. Officials say government workers who are furloughed and temporarily without pay may also qualify for the program.
That was Ellie Yu with our news partner, LAist. Members of different local faith communities protested together outside the Fresno ICE Processing Center this week. Our newsroom partner Fresnoland reports it was coordinated with the protest outside the ICE Processing Center in Stockton. There, clergy from Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Muslim, Indigenous, and other traditions held an interfaith vigil. The leaders say the different religious communities are uniting based on shared moral objections. They're opposed to racial profiling and detaining immigrants attending required appointments without criminal records. Immigrant rights groups have filed a lawsuit to stop the expansion of an ICE facility in California City. That facility now holds 746 people, but has a capacity for 2,500. The California City location is the largest Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center in California. Many community members are also against the facility and protested heavily at Tuesday's city council meeting. Drivers in two Valley cities are spending more time stuck in traffic, according to a new analysis. The news website Axios says drivers in Fresno and Bakersfield are stuck behind the wheel longer than they were 6 years ago. On average, drivers in Fresno spend 49 hours in traffic, while those in Bakersfield spend 34 hours per year. While traffic is trending worse here, it's still not as bad as San Francisco. That's the city with the most delays.
Bass Lake, Shaver, Lake Isabella, Millerton, Kaweah Lake, Lake Ming, Huntington Lake, Lake McClure, Lake Success. Seems like wherever you live in the valley, there's a lake nearby. But if it's been a few seasons since you took your boat for a float, maybe it's time to donate it to KVPR. The auction of your boat or jet ski will help fund local news and your favorite programs. Find donation details at kvpr.org/cars.
And now to our main story. On Tuesday, Californians will head to the polls to vote in a special election on Proposition 50. The measure will determine if the state temporarily redraws congressional maps to favor Democrats in the House of Representatives. But just days before the vote, the Federal Department of Justice announced it will monitor polling sites in five California counties. That includes Fresno and Kern counties. A statement from the DOJ says the move is to ensure a free and fair election, and it notes that monitoring is done regularly to ensure elections are complying with civil rights laws. But the targeted communities in California and one in New Jersey is calling into question the Fed's motivation. Both Prop 50 in California and the New Jersey governor's race have national consequences. Fresno Land reporter Omar Rashad has been digging more into how this federal monitoring could play out in the Valley. He starts our conversation by giving us a little background on the move.
So last Friday, the United States Department of Justice announced that five California counties will be the subject of federal election monitoring. Essentially, the federal government is going to send staff to monitor local elections in Fresno County, Kern County, Orange County, Riverside, and also Los Angeles County. And these are five counties. Four of them in particular are certainly places with notable Republican voting blocs, voting contingents. And so, you know, Prop 50, which is the reason why we're having a statewide special election next week, is on the ballot. And I think, especially in those counties, Prop 50 is going to be a competitive ballot item.
Okay, when I first heard this, my instinct was, why would President Trump send election monitors to, for instance, Fresno and Kern County, counties that supported him in the last election? But I suppose they're sending them there under the guise of, like, protecting the voters in those conservative areas.
Yeah, so I think seeing how, you know, the political conversation has taken shape, the federal government and Trump's administration is saying that this is to ensure that the election is transparent, the election is, you know, essentially done properly. And at the same time, you have our state leaders in California, Attorney General Rob Bonta, Governor Gavin Newsom, saying that this is a way to essentially discredit California's statewide election. And I think, you know, what's worth doing is, I think even asking the question, like, how did Fresno even get into the mix here?
Yeah.
And how did any of these five counties get selected? And, you know, I have unanswered questions to DOJ officials now for several days. We are in the middle of a federal government shutdown, and we have very few answers to questions. And I think lots of people wondering what's going on and why. And even more notable, like, I'm not getting my questions answered. Just worth noting, last Friday when this was announced, Fresno County Clerk slash Registrar James Coos told me that he wasn't reached out to either by, you know, the US DOJ. And so you also have the elections chief not exactly having answers, not exactly having clear communication with DOJ. And, you know, another thing I just add, something I wasn't aware of until just, you know, a day or so ago. So the US DOJ announcement was last Friday on October 24. It turns out a few days prior, on Monday, October 20, the California Republican Party actually sent a letter to US DOJ requesting that they send federal election monitors.
Okay.
They actually requested the same five counties in their letter to US DOJ. And I thought that was at least just useful context.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Super helpful. Now let's drill down a little bit into what election monitoring itself looks like. Will this just be on election day or some of the days leading up to the election? I know you haven't gotten a lot of answers from folks, but what do you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's like a basic question here, right? Like, what does this even look like in practice?
Yeah.
And it's a tricky situation because I haven't gotten answers, and we don't have many answers on that. And I think what's even more important is, once again, that communication piece of this. You know, the person in charge of ensuring we have, you know, fair and free elections in Fresno County doesn't have an answer for that. What exactly will this look like? And his office has also not been contacted by US DOJ. So a lot of details just sort of unanswered. And also just want to note that, you know, Attorney General Rob Bonta warned this week that it would be naive to think that the Trump administration is not getting ready to essentially discredit the results of the Prop 50 vote and to discredit our statewide election next week. And by sending, you know, monitors down, Bonta is essentially saying, like, he's getting ready to say that, I mean, we monitored and this is what we think happened. And what's interesting is, like, on the national level, the politics are pretty clear. Like, on whatever side you are, that's sort of you're saying your political side. I think speaking with, you know, even a local expert about how often does USDOJ monitor local elections, it happens. It's not like it's a rarity. It's not like it never happens. So at the core of it, observing an election is not an issue. Members of the public even do that.
You spoke with some other elected officials in Fresno County. What was their response?
Yeah, so I spoke with the chair of the Fresno County Board of Supervisors, Buddy Mendez, and he was pretty clear, like, he welcomes it. Like, come on over, observe the elections. There's no issue at all. He also said that he has utmost confidence in the work that Coos is doing, in the integrity and fair and free election process that we have here in Fresno County. And he has no doubts that our process in Fresno County is a fair, free one and is responsibly carried out. And I asked him, you know, like, would you like to know why or how Fresno County got on this list? And interestingly enough, he said he has no questions about that. He also said that he doesn't think that Fresno County needs to be communicated with from the DOJ or by the DOJ. And he's just completely okay with the observations, has no questions. And at the same time, though, he's confident with our current process for elections.
All this makes me think, is there any precedent for this? Is it unusual to have a federal presence? You touched on this a little bit, but at these different local election sites.
So my understanding is that, you know, observing local elections can be done by, you know, federal staff or federal agencies. It can also be done by the public. My understanding is that you should not be prevented from observing the election process. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, of course, like, there's concern with the fact that you've had ICE and CBP, federal agents in all types of different cities across the country, Chicago, Portland, DC, in Washington. And I think the question is, like, the visual of that type of presence, will that be the case on election day?
Yeah.
And I think what's been said by our Democratic officials in California is that this is a voter intimidation tactic. Now, I think we've yet to see what will actually play out on election day itself. But yeah, I think, like, without these questions being answered, people's mind goes all types of places. And they might, you know, start to think, like, what they're seeing from federal agents elsewhere in the country, could that come here? And I just don't know if that's a good place to be when it comes to having conversations about our elections. You know, it's a tough place to be. And yeah, I just wish we had more.
Omar Rashad, government accountability reporter with our news partner, Fresno Land. Thank you for joining us in the studio.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Sources and Methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.